Okay, now we've got the big, this weekend we got the big parade coming up.
Yes, sir.
It's the big Christmas parade.
Yes, I'm
now,
excited.
Are you? Now, the of course, the Santa float is the big finish.
Sure.
And
as it should be.
As it should be at the back of the float. But I'm thinking, and I guess, I don't know the last time that they changed the vehicle that the Santa, you know, that Santa rides in or not. But if we want to try something different maybe in the next year or so, just kind of got an idea that we can roll out there.
Oh, boy.
If you'll remember the Pope Mobile, that strange little glass-enclosed car that Pope John Paul II used to ride in?
Sure.
Okay. Irish businessman is renting it out for parties, $324 an hour. Pope Mobile used by the pontiff in the late 70s and early 80s. You know, it's bulletproof.
Yes, it is.
And so I'm just saying. Not that we need to worry about that for Santa, but nonetheless.
Yeah, because I'm there for Santa.
Yeah, no, you said you'd take a bullet for Santa. Maybe Santa and the Pope Mobile would be something new and different. Just saying. Don't know. All right, so with the holidays coming up, and you're looking for something
Scott,
to buy for that, yeah. Uh-huh.
We got to find something else for you to do in the evenings.
That's right. Yeah. I got time on my hands.
We got to find you a hobby.
That's right.
Start watching The Voice.
You know it. Oh, no, that won't be happening anytime soon. By the way, I think Dolly Parton may be joining the Voice people.
Really?
Yeah.
I love Dolly Parton.
Yeah, do you? Okay. A little bit goes a long way. She's a very smart woman, very successful.
Yes.
Wow. Nothing more powerful or captivating than the smell of bacon. It is truly the smell of victory and breakfast.
Yes, it is.
Now you can work yourself up into a rich bacon lather with J&D's Bacon Shaving Cream. Shaving cream. Shaving cream.
Yep.
I said bacon shaving cream.
Yep.
High-end, luxurious, bacon-scented shaving cream for all skin types.
So all the dogs will follow you around.
I guess all the skin types? What does that mean? I can't use
like dry skin, normal skin,
okay.
Extra oily.
Got it. Okay. Best used after a hot shower or before an important date with someone who you want to spend the rest of your life with. What if she doesn't like bacon? You know what I'm saying?
I know the guy that runs this company.
Do you?
Yeah, and they also have J&D bacon chapstick.
Perfect.
It's awful.
Now you see that fine. You can if you wanted to do that, then you can just taste it and enjoy it yourself. But anyway, it costs $14.99 for a jar of this stuff, and it's a jar. And I don't know how big the jar is, but I mean $14.99, $15.
Dachshunds would love you.
Yeah, I know. That's fine. Whatever. You know, I can get by a lot cheaper than I can give them. Oscar Mayer wiener, you know, and they'll be fine. There's also, you know, they also do, I guess, you know, bacon loaded salt, bacon salt loaded baked potato popcorn. They have that.
Mm-hmm.
The aromatic collection. Apparently, this is the shaving cream and a brush to go along with it. So the perfect shaving kit for dad, and it's on sale right now for only $19.99.
Hey,
I guess
now.
That's because it's. It's holiday time.
Yes.
So you can do that. So if you want more bacon in your life, it's bacon shaving cream. But now here we go. The story we didn't do yesterday. Dutch scientists have figured out how to grow bacon from stem cells.
Ooh.
Rather than genetically modify the pig DNA, as other scientists have done, they've used real pig stem cells to grow just the bacon. Just the bacon. How does it taste? They don't know. Nobody's tried it yet.
Chickens.
Yeah. The worry is, no, it's not chickens. It's pigs. Anyway, the worry is whether meat grown in the lab would have harmful side effects. But testing like that is inevitable, given the potential to grow food from stem cells. How do you feel about that? Growing food from stem cells. And if they can alter that, they might alter the properties of the substance to make it healthier for human consumption.
Hmm.
How about that? Better than that stinking turkey bacon. You ever tried that?
I like
it's not
turkey
bacon.
Bacon.
It's not bacon.
No, it's something else, but it's
right.
Still yummy.
It's a smoked meat of turkey is what it is. It's not bacon. Bacon is pork. Bacon is pig bellies. Anyway, so they got, they're trying to do that, do genetically.
See, things like that, like the Boca burgers, the pretend hamburgers.
Yeah.
And the pretend bacon.
Yeah.
They taste okay.
Okay.
But don't tell me it's a hamburger.
Yeah, don't pretend it's
Don't
it's
tell
not.
Me it's bacon.
Yeah, because it's not. It's something else.
Because
yeah.
That white strip inside the pork, or inside the turkey bacon,
mm-hmm.
Ain't the fat part that tastes good.
No, that's exactly right.
It's just white.
You're just making it, yeah. You're
it's
calling
creepy.
It that, you're hoping we'll do it, but it's not the same. Hey, okay, we mentioned yesterday Microsoft Bing announcing their searches. Yesterday it was stuff. Today we have the most searched people on the internet, okay, according to Bing. Oh, man. I'm trying to find somebody on here I care a dang about, and you know, didn't make it. Number 10 is Taylor Swift. Number 9 is Nicki Minaj. Mm. Number 8 is Jennifer Aniston, Selena Gomez, Katy Perry, Lindsay Lohan.
I'm doing good. I actually know who all those people
that
are.
That is
so
good,
far.
Yeah. Number 4 is Rihanna. Number 3 is Miley Cyrus. Number 2 is Justin Bieber. He was number 1 last year, by the way.
Oh, no, he's been unseated.
He has by Kim Kardashian.
No, oh, now that's so, just gross.
Well, again, that's why? Yeah, why? People dropping off the list were Lady Gaga, Jennifer Lopez, Britney Spears, and Megan Fox.
Do you notice something strange about that list?
What's that?
It's almost predominantly women.
It's all women except for Justin Bieber.
Yeah, well, and, you know, there you go.
But he sings awfully high.
And when it comes to politicians, Mitt Romney 43rd, Barack Obama 46th. So when they have lunch together, he can say, "Hey, I beat you in the Bing search," because they're having lunch.
Interesting.
Today. Yeah, they're having lunch today. Well, they got you think he's gonna let him go in the office? You know,
are they really having lunch today?
Yeah, they are. They're having lunch today.
Well,
in the private dining room, I think, at the White House. You think he's gonna let him sit in the chair?
No.
Of course not. Yeah. I think it's going to be snarky and
you
just
think so?
Underhand.
You know, I don't think they'll be snarky at each other. I don't know. I think they'll
after
be fine.
After that Donald Trump business and
well, but that was Donald
somebody's
Trump.
Reaction. I don't know. It just seems to me like a lot of posturing, and I don't enjoy it.
Well, that is the political theater. After all, that is what it's about. These people are all artists. They're performance artists. That is what politics is, after all.
It's not what it should be.
Well, no, it's not. But, you know, consider they all point a finger about something terrible that the party in power does. And then the next time they get in power, they end up doing the exact same thing.
Yep.
So there you are. Okay, once again, we're trying to give you Christmas gift shopping ideas. Another one in a minute. Hello.
Why are they having lunch?
I guess they're both hungry. I don't know. Whoa. Why? What is your thought?
No, I'm just curious. I mean,
well,
why?
The deal is it's two rich guys who, you know, are better than any of us. And so they're they want to sit around and talk about the campaign and how they all messed up. And, you know, at the end of the day, at the end of the day, Romney has to leave and Obama gets to stay. So, I mean, that's basically all we care about. All right. So here we go. You want something new and different? The Wall Street Journal reports the market in luxury candles is one of the big winners this year.
Luxury.
Luxury candles.
Okay, not all just right. Your run-of-the-mill candle.
No, and that's what I'm saying, is luxury candles. Now, get this. People are scooping these things up or indulging themselves, thinking nothing of dropping $50 or $100, or even in the case of a particular candle from France, close to $500. Dollars for a candle.
That son of a gun better clean the house when it's done for $500 bucks.
That's what you call money going up in smoke.
Yeah, this is not the real world. And, you know, I mean, I bought some candles before that have been more expensive than average, but nothing that approaches this.
What does a $500 candle do and or smell like?
It better be one of those twisty ones from like a historical village.
And what they're saying is what makes them so expensive, like pricey wines, the scents are steeped in earth notes of velveteer and temple incense, okay? Explanations about the proper blending of wax and fragrance are included in many cases. What it shows is that there are people who are stupid and have more money than they got sense. I mean,
velveteer?
I don't know.
Is that like a rabbit?
I don't know what that
is. The velveteer rabbit?
Yeah, very nice. Anyway, you know, I think you can probably go get those. And, you know, you go into those places where they have the candles and you take the lid off of them. I forget what the kind those are. And, you know, After you've smelled four or five of them, they all smell the same, don't they? I mean,
yeah, you
much.
Need a little thing like they have when you test cologne.
Yeah.
You need a little thing of coffee beans.
Right.
They need that.
Yeah, sniff that and clear out your nose a little bit. Yeah, anyway, I'm not not exactly sure. But if you want to do that, I guess that's out there and available. Also, you know, we'll have a story. Amazon has free shipping on lots of things if you're a member of Amazon Premium. Hello.
Be careful today. It's foggy out.
Yeah, thank you. We knew that, yeah. And so anyway, they have free shipping. We'll tell you about the most expensive thing you can get with free shipping in just a little while. And the lady makes a good point. It is very foggy here. And again, much foggier than even just an hour and a half ago. So put that on your car and see how that works out for you. Okay?
Have you been in?